today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Gee, these stories out and about today on this crime, this out-of-control juvenile crime, we're becoming more like Alice Springs every day. We have got to find some answers. Just dreadful. These children, they're infesting the CBD now, bashing and robbing vulnerable pedestrians in our CBD, robbing them at will virtually. And they're young teenagers and children. So we never hear of anything that might even resemble something effective being done about it by the juvenile courts, nothing. So it's just going to get inevitably worse and worse until we find somebody with a spine in far-off Brisbane in a position of authority to actually intervene effectively. Here we go again. Have a listen to this. This is another step down in the wrong direction. It reads here in the Cairns Post, daily rock attacks on vehicles operated by Cairns taxis escalated to a concerning new level yesterday when a high-velocity projectile smashed through the windows of two minivans, leaving elderly drivers terrified. Police investigators were busy combing through the broken glass scattered through the two vehicles after the cabs were targeted on Sheridan Street near the Shell service station. This is at 5:15 in the morning. Now, rocks being thrown at taxis and kinetic buses has become so common that often incidents go unreported. The situation has now become so dire that drivers have been ordered to avoid using a section of Sheridan Street. Please listen to this. A section of Sheridan Street, they've narrowed it down. It's between Dunwoodies and the high school. So please get a picture. We're talking about what is just three blocks at night. This is where it's infested with these grubs. So please, rather than avoid it, can we get whatever it takes in there to get rid of the bastards? It's a section of Sheridan Street between Dunwoodies Hotel and the Cairns State High School. They're there at night. And not only that, it's not as if they're throwing these things from behind bushes or whatever. From what police have said, whatever they're firing and throwing has come at an angle down. So it's from a building, not necessarily from the street. So they've got access to the higher levels, to first floor or second floor or whatever. So anyway, this is what we're facing now. And are we finding any answers? Not yet. So if you've got some ideas, please share them. It goes on to say here, on top of the financial outlay to repair vehicles, the human cost has fed up drivers now quitting the profession for fear of serious injury. Cairns Taxis Chief, this is Bob Epps, said that two taxis had dropped passengers at the airport. They were returning to the city for early morning fares when drivers heard a loud bang, followed by the sound of glass exploding in the rear of the vans. It's estimated for each day Cairns taxi minibus is off the road, it costs the company between $800 and $1,200 in lost income, while the repair bill is expected to total $1,200 for each window. I put a call through to Bob Epps, the Chief Executive of Cairns Taxis, and he's on the line now. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, John.
We've just been going through this nightmare that fundamentally is obviously involving you and your taxi drivers. The taxis are getting smashed. There's a dreadful, dreadful threat of injury here from these grubs. Now, they're now infesting an area of Sheridan Street between Dunwoodies Hotel, we hear, and three blocks along to the high school. And this particular last attack happened at 5:15 in the morning. It's before sunup. So it makes it even more terrifying. Another aspect of it too, we immediately think, oh, these are these kids hiding in the bushes. But there's a quote here where you've said, from what police said, whatever they have fired has come at an angle down, so it's from a building and not from the street. And that's why we think it's an escalation of the violence that's normally directed towards us. It's seemingly getting steadily more dangerous, Bob. Tell us, from your point of view, how bad it is.
Well, thanks, John, and thanks to your listeners. It is bad. It's been escalating over the last few weeks. I mean, taxis being rocked and buses being rocked in Cairns is not uncommon. It does happen quite a lot, but we're seeing in the last few weeks this escalation and in the number of occurrences, and it happens to on a daily basis. We call the police, and you know, obviously by the time the police turn up, these little lovely little people have disappeared. But it just so happens that yesterday morning, that you know, for the first time in a long time, that their whatever they've used has been fairly accurate. There's a couple of frightening aspects of it. Had the vehicle been, 1 second slower, it would have hit the driver, possibly killed both drivers.
No.
That driver could have lost control, and these are maxi cabs, they're big vehicles, could have veered into the path of the oncoming traffic. But, both vehicles luckily had just dropped off passengers, but had they had their passengers, these are wheelchair cars, they had passengers, sort of 30 seconds before then. Had they both had passengers, those passengers would have been seriously maimed or even killed.
Mm.
And the windows are dark, so these little darlings that are throwing these projectiles don't know who's in the car. So it's not as if they know the car's empty.
Mm.
And the sad part is we have a number of vehicles that we've wrapped. We've got the RSL vehicle you may have seen, the legacy vehicle. One of the vehicles that was damaged was our legacy vehicle. So, it's not even... We're not showing any respect to that, and it's just terrifying, the level of escalation. The other part, John, is I'd like to make, if I can, is this is a tourist town. You know, had they been tourists in this car, this isn't Beirut. This is Cairns, and it has to stop.
It has to stop. Can I just ask you about this so-called angle down? This terrifies me. They're getting access, it would seem, to a higher level, like, for example, a first floor platform or a second floor platform, which makes their attacks even potentially more dangerous. How could that be? Have you thought this one through, Bob?
Well, there's a few of those residents along Sheridan Street, which commission housing or they accommodate, people down on their luck. We're not sure if they're residents or they've gained access to those buildings. So we're not quite sure where the shot's been fired from. And when I say shot, it could have been catapult, could have been anything. But both drivers did report of a high velocity sound prior to the impact.
Wow. This is bloody terrifying. And, of course, none of them have been rounded up, and even if they are, because of our absolutely useless juvenile justice system, nothing effective usually is done about, even with dangerous, appallingly dangerous behaviour like this.
Well, unfortunately, that's the world we live in, John, isn't it? It's nothing is happening in the courts.
Yeah, we've got to find a way of changing it, seriously. I mean, look what we have to lose. You've just pointed out the fact we're a glorious city. We're one of the most lucky destinations, tourism-wise, in the world. So if we can't bring this to an end or reduce it drastically, look what's at stake.
Oh, absolutely. And, you look at the good work that's done in this city, the work that the Chamber does, even some of our local MPs who are out there, TTNQ, we're all pushing for this region. Every taxi is an ambassador for tourism in this town, and that's the thanks we get.
The other thing I don't understand, there's no benefit to it. There's no pecuniary benefit. They don't make money or wealth or get to steal anything from these dreadful attacks. They're clearly just driven by hatred.
Yes. Yeah. And we witness that every single day, every journey. And we don't discriminate as to who we pick up. But, most of our drivers know that if you pick up certain groups, you're not going to get paid, you're going to be abused and more likely to be physically assaulted.
Oh, really? God, it's getting worse, isn't it? Just appalling.
Yeah.
Well, but we'll stay in touch in case there's people out there that can provide some sort of support, some ideas, possibly information we can pass on to the authorities as to the whereabouts of these children. And we can also hopefully bring pressure on our political leaders. There's an election coming up in October. Of course, they make all sorts of promises. We've got to find ways of making them stick to their promises for a start. Come up with something that might actually bring some relief and then stick by it after they're elected. We've got a big job ahead of us, Bob.
Absolutely. And thanks, John. Thanks for your time. Thanks for your listeners.
Bob Epps, EPPS is his name, Chief Executive of Cairns Taxis.